Well, I'm here with Molly Engstrom, head coach of Maine Women's Hockey, for our weekly discussion of how the past weekend went and how the next weekend might turn out. You went down to Conte Forum, a really tough place to play. You took one, almost took a second one. You got to take a lot of positives from it, despite whatever negatives you saw.
Yes. Thought overall the team played pretty well. Obviously happy with the win on the first night. I think we had a chance to put the second game away probably in the first and second period. And when you let a team linger around long enough, anything can happen. So goalie got screened on the last goal and couldn't do anything about that. But they're getting better every day, I think. And, you know, we're getting feedback. They play hard. They're hard to play against. So we'll take this as a learning moment and move forward.
Yeah, you said hard to play against, and that really did seem to be the case. BC, especially on Friday, was obviously getting very frustrated because they couldn't break out of their own zone. And their announcers were it's funny, their announcers were talking about, boy, Maine is really making it tough for BC. A lot of great lateral movement of the puck on Friday. Is part of that because of the greater confidence in the blue liners or your forwards, like more apt to go too deep and to press the corners?
Yeah, I think they're learning and growing together. And I do think our D handle the puck well through the neutral zone. I think for the most part, you know, good at distributing the puck and getting the forwards going the other way. You know, it's just about mitigating the two-on-ones against. So it's always a work in progress. And then being able to attack on the transition, I think, especially in the second game, that came into play. We had a lot of neutral zone play, but being able to actually transition, attack, and create an opportunity on the rush is something that we didn't take advantage of.
Yeah, I noticed there were times when everybody was confident to try and carry the puck in the zone, and there were other times they got nervous and flipped it deep and waited to see what happened.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought on Friday from what little you can see on TV is you did a good job keeping the Madison's eyes open. And she could see the puck as it was coming to her in the net, and that maybe there BC was a little better at taking her eyes, taking Julia's eyes away on Saturday night. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, even on that last goal, and we got to work with our D too. The difference between fronting a puck, where if you miss it, you're screening your own goaltender, and then the opponent is on right on top of the crease. So working with fronting those pucks and getting behind that player. That's what happened in that last goal. Like I said, we had a moving screen and we had, you know, two screens in front of that. So cleaning out the back door as well on the D, in the D zone, we got scored two goals against that way. So like I said, we have to learn these lessons and bring them forward with us.
Now this weekend you have coming to town UConn. Mm-hmm. Who's been a thorn in our side the last several years after that used to be one of those you just put a W up, you're playing UConn way back when. The program has gotten better and better. They always seem to have outstanding goaltending. You know, it seems to me that every time I look around at a pro game, I see a UConn goalie either playing or on the bench. You get them at home. What are the keys to playing against them?
They're big. Yeah. You know, they'll be big, they'll be physical like they were last year. Obviously, I don't have a long-standing record with them, but I think if they play a man-on-man in the D-zone, so even on changes, if we can take the puck to the middle of the ice, if we can play tough, like I said, if we can turn over on those transitions, that's going to be a big deal. But we can't take our foot off the gas, no matter how hard the game is. You know, we can't back off. We've got to get in front of the goalie's face. We've been working a lot on peeling pucks off the wall behind the net and creating offense, going low to high, trusting our D, getting the points, getting the puck to the points and then to the net. So just kind of hoping everything comes together for us. So the girls stay focused. I think we do. We play a solid game.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you know, taking advantage, putting pucks away and playing for 120 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that it seems that the play back to the point has gotten much better since the start of the season. And no sort of blind off the wall ones that get taken away. That using the point more effectively. Are you getting enough shots out of your D that you're happy with, or
no.
They need to. I mean, I'm asking because you're a defenseman, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Yeah, you want a lot more shots, definitely. Especially from the middle point and the like.
Definitely, yeah. We need to be able to move laterally. We need to be able to get shots through every layer, not just through the first layer. When you look at points, you look at goals, assists, our D. If we can get some of that offense out of our D. You have 5 players on the ice.
Yeah.
Why not take advantage of all 5 of them? So, you know, I think they're thinking a lot about making sure they don't give up that 2-on-1, shooting on their heels rather than leaning into their shot. So there's definitely some work to do there, and that'll definitely help the offense.
Well, everybody's excited to have a team at home after you've been away for a while, and wish you the best of luck, and I will see you on Friday.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Marley.